The old gentleman looked a little ashamed. "You're right. I am. Although I love the boy, I find it hard to be patient with him sometimes. Bring him down and tell him it's all right. I'm sorry I shook him."
"Why not write him an apology, sir?" said Joe. "He says he won't come down until he's got one."
Mr. Lawrence gave her another sharp look, but then smiled and put on his glasses. "Here, give me a bit of paper," he said. The words were written, and Joe kissed the old man's cheek. Then she went upstairs and put the letter under Laurie's door, but he came out before she was gone.
"Well done, Joe," he said. "Did he shout at you?"
"No, he was quite calm," said Joe. "Now, go and eat your dinner. You'll both feel better after it." Everyone thought the matter was ended, but although others forgot it, Meg remembered. She never talked about Laurie's tutor, but she thought of him often and dreamed her dreams. And once, when Joe was looking for something in her sister's desk, she found a bit of paper with "Mrs. John Brooke" written on it, over and over again. "Oh, dear," said Joe.